Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, our second date update was a little bit different. It wasn't really a second date update, in my opinion. It turned out a little different. It was a second kiss update, and this is what happened.
All right, it is a second date update, and we have Gary on the line. How are you this morning, Gary?
Hey, good. Thank you. How are you?
You said that you went out with a girl named Shelby, and you thought you had a great time, but she's not calling you back.
Yeah, that's right. I'm kind of stumped, man. I don't know. I could use the help.
Well, okay. We'll do it.
We always ask this. Oh, well. Did you get a good night kiss on this date? Because that's like a big indicator to us.
Yeah, I did. Okay. That's the thing, is that's kind of how it left off. And, you know, I've been trying to call her ever since New Year's and really haven't heard anything.
All right. Well, let's get her on the line and see if she will give us some info on that. Just hang on the line and sit back and listen.
Sounds good.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelby?
Yeah, this is she.
Yeah, this is Hawk and Tom for B93.7. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hey, we're calling you for one of our friends who asked us to help out. He said he went on a date with you and that you hadn't called back, so we thought we would just find out if there was something we could tell him.
Yeah.
Wait, what's his name?
Okay, well, his name is Gary. Did you go out on a date with Gary?
Are you going out with a lot of guys you don't know?
Which one?
So, no, not really. This is what happened. We were at the same New Year's party, right? We are kind of in the same circle of friends.
Right.
And neither of us came with dates. So at midnight, I was just kind of like, hey, do you want to kiss at midnight? And he was like, oh, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And then so we did. And since then, it's just been like a nonstop texting barrage, calling barrage, something every day. Yeah.
So you didn't actually go on a date together?
No.
Oh. Gary,
this is called second date update for a reason. Gary's on the line with us right now.
Sorry about that. Gary, they have to know that they were on the date.
Yeah, that kiss just doesn't.
Yeah, just a kiss doesn't mean a date, I don't think. On New Year's especially.
You tricked us.
Well, I mean, I feel a little tricked.
Do you feel a little tricked?
Yeah.
All right, so first of all, Shelby, we are so sorry. We assumed that Gary was telling us the truth when he said he went on a date with you, and we thought that we were just going to find out what didn't work out.
We spent a lot of time together that night, didn't we?
Shelby, did you spend a lot of time with him?
I mean, sort of. We were at a party. There was, like, I don't know, only like 25 people there.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Rather intimate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you lead him on to think there was going to be a relationship?
not that I'm aware of. I didn't feel like my actions indicated that at all.
Because she said, do you want to just kiss? Because they were just standing there.
Right.
I'm like, if someone's like, hey, you're the one next to me, you want to just kiss?
I would think, I would be okay. Like, she wants me.
See, I would think that too.
Okay, all right.
So maybe what? Gary's not the creeper we thought he was.
Okay, was it a kiss or like a 10-second Frencher or what?
No, it was just like a sweet, like, 5-second kiss.
Oh. Did you, the tongues?
Is it 5 seconds?
No.
So it was just a kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
All right. I guess the question then is, Shelby, would you even want to try to date Gary? It doesn't sound like it since you haven't been returning his calls. Wow.
And if you want to, you can just make it next New Year's Eve party.
Once a year date.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm good for right now.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Gary?
Yeah.
It sounds like that you maybe took what was just a little friendliness and thought it was more than that. And I honestly could kind of see how you might have thought that she wanted more, because not that many women ask you to kiss if they're not interested.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I can see the confusion here.
I guess it is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely won't be calling or texting again. Not to worry. No worries about that. And you don't know what you're missing.
Oh, would that change your mind, Shelby?
No.
Maybe she does know what she's missing.
Thank you so much, Shelby. We're sorry to have bothered you. And Gary, I guess we've settled this and understood it now. We're sorry it didn't work out for you, buddy.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for the help.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gary, you really are better off. She doesn't know what she's missing.
I'd keep calling her.
I know.
That's funny. I hope he doesn't do that. But we'll keep you posted on that second kiss update.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, our second date update this week, Gary and Shelby, they shared a New Year's Eve kiss, I guess, at a party. And Gary called it a date. Shelby didn't. She just called it a plain old kiss at New Year's. Now, the tradition of kissing someone on New Year's, the shared kiss at the stroke of midnight, it said it began from mask balls that have been common throughout history, and that you would go to the ball, and the masks, I guess, was a symbol of evil spirits from the old year, and the kiss was purification into the new year.
Did they take the mask off to kiss? Or was it just one of those that covered the eyes only?
Kind of like the Phantom of the Opera mask, or the one that just has a little stick on it. I don't know.
Otherwise, you have to stick your tongue out and just wiggle it around.
I'm sure they didn't have Michael Myers masks back then.
Yeah. Could you imagine that? But that's how the New Year's Eve kiss got started, according to the research that I found. And 52% of people have kissed total strangers on New Year's Eve.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and out of those people, 21% say they have dropped their standards and kissed someone that they were just standing close to, or someone that they would not normally kiss just to do the tradition.
Oh, it's like the last two chosen in gym class. It's you and me, buddy.
What's crazy is this is why guys think they always have a chance. Because a girl would do that. I mean, why would you do that? I would be like, no, thank you. I'm not going to do that.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to kiss an ugly person just because they're the one standing next to me.
Oh, I thought you were saying you'd turn her down because she said, you're the only ugly guy here. I want to kiss you.
No, I'm just saying, you got this hot chick and she's like lowering her standards. Why? I'd just be like, no, I'm not kissing.
Because she has a heart. She sees that somebody's hurt because they don't have
anybody.
Look
what just happened from that.
Yeah, he's standing there all alone.
Yeah, just sad.
And look what just happened. Now the guy got his heart broke even worse.
It's like taking in the injured puppy. Come here, I got you, bud.
And then kicking it out the next day.
Yeah, well.
Well, he shouldn't expect that much.
They say a lot of single folks will go to a New Year's party purposely to find someone to kiss. They show up at the party, they get the crosshairs out, and the target is on that person, and they're stalking them all night, and then around 11:45, they just kind of scooch up, over close to them because they've noticed, well, they don't have a guy or a girl here, so yep. I'm going to scooch up to them. It's 12, everybody else is kissing, you're looking, around like, Well, you look at the person, try to give them a little eye contact and open up your arms. And then she's like, nah, shaking her head no. But That's kind of funny that singles, you know, you do see a lot of single people at the New Year's Eve parties. And that is an awkward moment when the ball drops and everybody else is kissing.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It never has.
Aw.
It never has.
I just don't know why someone would stoop to below their standards and do that. But, in your case, Cato, I guess they didn't.
What do you mean?
Well, if you said you just don't stand around.
I didn't go looking for someone to kiss.
I see.
Well, it's more awkward at the more intimate parties with your friends, and everybody's a couple except you.
Oh, because I'm the third wheel, seventh wheel, 15th wheel.
You look at the dog. Hey, bud.
He'll kiss you.
I don't get it either, kissing on New Year's. It doesn't bother me not to get a kiss.
Maybe you go to where the buffet table is or something.
You find a sandwich and that's your kiss for the night.
Yeah, let me just lip lock these nachos here.
You got any Hershey's back there?
Hershey's kisses.
Just funny. One.
Yeah, it's all you need. But
if I saw someone there and they looked lonely, and I'd kiss them, I wouldn't care.
Honestly, Tom, you've kissed strangers before.
Yeah, I mean, they were attractive, though.
Okay. They lowered their standards, though.
They might have, but I didn't. Up yours.
Now, I was by myself this past.
Okay.
So the mirror, I had to clean it the next day, but I got that kiss.
Okay, no one was around. You were just by yourself?
Yeah, I was home.
Oh, by yourself watching the New Year's Eve ball drop.
And I sure was. I didn't.
That doesn't make it as awkward because no one's around there.
No.
I'd say it's not awkward at all.
What?
When you're alone.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I went to the bathroom and looked in the mirror and said, hi.
Happy New Year, me!
We partied.
I guess so.
We brought in the New Year.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This makes me really mad, and I bet it makes you mad, too. When you see those videos of people going into, Walgreens or some store, and they just start stealing everything, and no one does anything,
and
they just take it all and go out the front door while everyone stares. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that just... It makes me so angry.
You should be able to just shoot them, right?
I agree.
On the spot.
I think you should. It's like looting. You should be able just to shoot them on the spot.
Yeah. Okay.
Somehow we got all these pansies out there that are like, oh, it's not right to hurt them. You can't just shoot them because they stole some deodorant. It's not right. I'm like, it's not about the deodorant. It's about the principle of the matter.
Right.
Well, if they're stealing deodorant, they're kind of doing us all a favor. Maybe they really needed it.
They're selling it. They steal it because it's expensive. And here's what's crazy is Walgreens has issued a statement about this.
Okay.
And they said that they had started locking up their deodorant so that you have to go ask for a key to get to it. And that way people couldn't steal it like this.
It is expensive.
Well, there's a problem with that. They have absolutely determined when they lock items up like that, they don't sell as many.
Right.
A lot less. Mm-hmm. Because people just don't want to go to the trouble to ask to unlock something to get some deodorant.
Well, and if you're asking for something embarrassing, you're like, I'll go without.
Well, I don't think of that as being embarrassing, but.
Yeah, preparation age, you don't want to ask for that. But the deodorant's okay.
That's like a daily thing for most of us anyway. Now, what are you doing these days, Tori?
What does that mean?
You changed your deodorant from real deodorant.
You got me nervous now.
It's like, okay, we're talking about preparation age, or we're talking about deodorant?
You started doing bay leaves or something.
No, I did use a natural deodorant that didn't work. Uh-huh. But I think I found one that kind of sort of works.
Okay, so you're using a natural deodorant?
I don't smell anything. You're good.
Oh,
okay,
see,
that's good.
That's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Well, these retailers are having to deal with all of this. And it's just, it's wrong that they have to deal with it at all. We should be shooting them like Cato said.
Oh, wow.
See, now you're one of the ones who's like, oh, we shouldn't shoot them just because of deodorant.
Okay.
Well, they're not just carrying deodorant out.
It's not even that. It's because it's destroying our society.
Shooting is aggressive, but I would love to trip them on the way out.
Okay.
Just watch that bag fly with all the stuff.
Get some road rash on their face. Their face and elbows up.
Yeah, just a little bit.
There's a term for this. It's called retail shrink or shrinkage. It's the loss of inventory from things besides sales. In other words, it's theft. It's people stealing from them.
Yeah.
And so they basically took steps to secure their products after they found retail theft was starting to really make a dent in their profits. But then locking the products behind the plastic has not been effective because they don't sell enough of it anymore. So they're stuck in a bind. They don't have a choice. They can either lock it up and not make any money, or they can leave it out and lose tons of money.
Well, and you'll see on the internet, people say, look at all those people just sitting around and watching. And I'm like, if the company doesn't care about their dollar, why should I?
You know what? Let me just fix this form real quick. It's easy. It's kind of like when people go in and buy a pack of smokes. You know what? It's like, give me some of those Marlboro Lights over there or whatever. Have the deodorant back there by your cigarettes. Just like, I want some of that band roll on right there. Can you give me two of those, please?
It's not a terrible idea.
Thank you.
Don't they do that with like Sudafed? You get a card and you take the card up to the pharmacist and then they give you the Sudafed.
But to be honest, it's a pain.
It is. I had at Walmart, I was buying some toothbrush replacements for my electric toothbrush. And I had to press the button and wait for the man to come over.
You know why? Because they're expensive.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they don't want them people running in and grabbing an armload of them.
Settle this again. Just get it on Amazon. You get it in 2 days or less. I mean, you might be stinky for a couple of days, but that deodorant will be on the way.
That don't help Walgreens.
Well, yeah.
Your other idea wasn't bad, but the only problem is there'd be so much behind the counter, that guy would be busy all the time trying to get everything.
Yeah. But you don't need an ID, really, to see if they need deodorant either. That's one good thing. I mean, you might have them just raise their arm up and just say, yeah, I'll get you that band roll on. I'll be right back.
Let me get that extra strength for you.
Is there still band roll on? I don't even know if I see roll ons anymore.
There's roll ons, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's all I ever use is the stick
it
now.
It tickles when I use it.
So you use that?
I have emergency band roll on.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I have deodorant in my car sometimes, just in case.
The roll-on just so messy.
I will say in the summer, it gets like hot and sweaty and, you know, it's just
Are you talking about you or it?
The roll-on, yeah. It's not as, but it's still in there. It's in my glove box. Yeah, it's my deodorant box is what I call
it. I'm not going to use it, so it's okay.
Okay, yeah, but if you ever need to borrow it, I got some extra.
That's funny. I think of band roll-on, I think of the 80s. I wouldn't even think they still make it.
Well, they've changed the bottle. I mean, it's not like what your grandpa used.
No?
No, it's fancy.
It's not tan and blue still?
Google it.
I've always wondered, if you have long hair like that.
Oh, it gets caught in there, yeah.
Does it? Mm-hmm. See, that would, if I had longer hair, then I would not
want to from France, one of those girls from France.
Bonjour.
Yes. I mean, it would get stuck right there, be caught up, roll.
Yeah.
What's funny is you do that, but yet you still don't. Oh my God, they changed it completely.
Yeah. Roll on.
I wouldn't have, no wonder I didn't think they made it anymore.
Yeah.
Hawk, that's pretty good. That's like deodorant and a wax all in one.
Absolutely.
See, I'm like thinking, why wouldn't you change if it's doing that to you? Like, at least get the band stick or something.
Yeah, but that leaves that white, you know, stuff underneath, like you're baking a cake and you're like, that's the.
I would think
the
roll-on would be
like,
worse.
What you baking under your arms there? Happy birthday.
I have both the stick and spray. I use spray a lot.
But don't it look nasty? Like in the summer, you got a tank top on or whatever.
I will wear,
and you got the white clumps in there.
If I'm at the beach, I have my spray.
Yeah.
I don't use the, I don't want to take my shirt off to go to the beach and you got clumps.
Yeah. You just flick it.
Huh? Just like a booger, you roll it up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're so gross, girl.
This is not how I thought this conversation was going to go. I like Kato. I like your suggestion of shooting them. I think they should. or at least they should have something where the front door locks and they can't get out.
Yeah. What if every time you enter a store that you're going to purchase things, you have to swipe a credit card and get approved before you walk
People
in?
Would complain about that.
There wouldn't be any stealing.
I get mad at Costco now because they make you show your ID, like scan it. You can't just show it like we used to do.
Well, that's
you
gotta
good. That's annoying.
Well, how many non-members were sneaking in because of this policy?
They can't buy nothing without the card.
I don't know. They could probably steal it.
You gotta go with a buddy.
It's Costco. You got eight crates or something. You're running out the door.
And a little old lady to look at your receipt. You can get past that one.
No way. She'll take you out.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, the movie and Broadway play Wicked has made bukus of money. I mean, a lot of money. And I have an opportunity here, and I need your help on this, Crank
Okay.
Call. Yes. So, I know this is unusual, but with the reverse crank call telemarketers, I'm usually trying to get revenge on the telemarketers. Mm-hmm. I got this call where they want me to invest in a movie about The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Now, he had a hard time explaining this to me because I was making it difficult for this guy.
Right.
But you can tell me if I should invest because he's going to be calling me back soon.
All right. Let me listen to the call, okay, and I'll let you know whether or not this is a good investment.
This is a revenge on the telemarketers crank call about The Wizard of Oz.
Who are you with?
We're a movie studio in L.A.
Oh.
The movie that I'm talking about, as I said, is the most famous movie in the history of movies. I'll give you one word clue, and you'll know what the movie is. You ready?
And you want me to invest my...
That's it. That's right.
Okay. One word. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Dorothy.
Dorothy. I'm going to go with Golden Girls. You remember Dorothy on there?
Yeah, I know.
There is that right?
No, yeah, but this is a movie, remember. That's not a movie. That doesn't count.
All right, okay, all right. Dorothy. And it's the biggest movie ever made?
Yeah.
Star Wars.
No. It had a character.
Prince Dorothy. Dorothy. Yeah, Prince.
Dorothy's in the movie, the main character of the movie.
Well, Prince Dorothy was, remember Luke Skywalker? And
way before that.
Prince Dorothy?
Way before that. Dorothy
Vader.
I'm talking about the movie was in 1939.
Oh, an older movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy. Give me another clue.
Okay, finish the sentence.
Okay.
We're off to see...
Walmart.
No. The Wizard.
We're off to see the Wizard who?
Of Oz.
I got it now. Gone with the Wind.
No. Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, God. It's right there in front of my face.
The Wizard of Oz. You know, Dorothy.
Oh.
Remember the tornado, Dorothy?
I remember the Wicked Witch. I work with her every day.
Right.
Dun 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 dun. I bet you work with one, too.
This is a family G-rated musical for kids.
It's going to be for kids.
Yeah.
And what do you guys want me to do?
Own a piece of it and make some money.
Okay. And
here's how you do that.
Tell me how to do that.
Okay. We're raising $20 million for this movie. These days...
I don't have that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have that much money.
Okay, well, that $20 million is in the form of just 2,000 ownership units. Each unit is $10,000.
Okay, so you want me to give you $10,000?
Well, per unit, depending on how many you want to buy. Every $100 million roughly triples your money. So if you buy a $10,000 unit and the movie makes $100 million, you'd make a little over 30.
If I do this, I want Steven Spielberg to direct it.
Well, because, you know, it's not Spielberg, the guy who's making this is David Pritchard. He's a 9-time award winner. He was executive producer of the most successful television show in history. You want to guess what that is?
I do want to guess what it is. Give me a hint.
It's animated.
It's animated. And
yeah,
it's the
longest running television show in history.
That's animated.
Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
No.
Yeah. It's
no,
SpongeBob.
No, I'm talking about a sitcom.
It's SpongeBob. He's funny.
A sitcom. No. Mainstream television I'm talking about.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Say it. Here's another clue.
Okay, let's...
Homer.
Homer. I'm going to go with The Family Guy.
No. He did that too, but that's not the show. The Simpsons.
I'll go with The Simpsons.
So, anyway, the reason for calling you is to see if this is your cup of tea that you could see yourself getting into.
So, what you do, if I am interested, you send, a package?
Yeah, I'll send it to you in the mail. If you got an email address, I'll email you a brochure.
Well...
Want me to send you the email first, and then I'll call you back?
If you want to, you can send me the email.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Go ahead.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's your email address?
Go ahead. I'm confused here.
You want me to send you an email?
Oh, okay. If you want to do that, go ahead. You can send an email if you'd like.
All right. What's your email address?
All right. It's hawk93@charter.net. Now, here's my question. Are you going to invest in this movie?
Well, I've been here for 6 years, so, you know, I'm looking for, you make money in this, you know, maybe you'll invest in another movie we do.
Oh, okay. This is not something that you do every day, you know, invest in a movie.
Understood.
So,
Understood.
I just wanted to make this clear. Spielberg is out. I don't want him, but I would consider you in a role.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You could be the Scarecrow, Tin Man, maybe.
Okay. Look at the email. I'll call you in a few days.
All right, take care.
All right.
Yeah,
so you want to know if I think you should invest in this or not?
Well, hey, he's got a lot of good points there.
I just want to do one thing real quick.
Okay, go ahead. He's Tom. Okay.
Are you going to invest in this movie?
Well, I've been here for 6 years, so, you know, I...
I think not. Yeah. He couldn't even lie to you and tell you he was going to do it.
I know.
I would have thought he would have been, heck yeah, I'm all in on this movie. And he's like,
But you see all these movies like Wicked, about the Wizard of Oz, it's made so much money over the years.
I've never heard of anyone calling on the phone to ask for funding for him.
Well, I'm still going to think about it. That's Crank All this week.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.